Dude, you know what's funny? You know that there's a Facebook group called it's called Philly Comedy Network, and me and Matt are in it.
Please join.
And don't join it. It's the epicenter of fucking gayness.
It is
in the comedy scene. But there's a thing about like compliments thread.
Yeah.
What's that? Giving props. There's giving a thread props. About which, giving props, which kind of literally no stand-up comic does.
No.
It's just improv.
Yep.
And this like, one's like,
I went to an amazing show.
It was an amazing show. And then they posted a picture, and it's six improvers, and they're making like a humid pyramid on stage. Dude, look how fucking gay that is. That's the improv group Fjord.
We've had some. Yeah. I got in trouble with them.
Yeah, we've had some beef with these groups.
There was a group of adults trying to raise money so they could go to Canada, right? These are 35, maybe 40-year-olds.
Hold on. Let's
begging.
Because we are going to probably get a little bit of shit from people for saying this.
No.
But there's a no, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because we're clearly not wrong.
Yeah.
There's an improv group in Philadelphia called Fjord. And, sorry to cut you off.
No, but
this is
explain it.
This is super fucking gay.
Yeah.
And super fucking unfunny bullshit. Like just crazy shit. And they think they have, fuck it. They try to fucking come at us. And it's like, dude, we don't fucking know you. Shut the fuck up. Now we know them.
I was getting emails every day being like, hey, help my Kickstarter. It was like a festival. Or like if the winner, we can get, you know, like a winner gets some bullshit, and it's like all for your, you know, if you guys donate, we'll be able to go to Canada. And they were trying to raise like fucking $5,000.
Yeah, they were trying to raise
Canada's 8 hours away. You can drive.
For a fucking, they were trying to, something bothers me, although we are about, well, fuck it. I was going to, in my head, I was like, well, we're about to start a Patreon,
but we're
significantly different.
Delivering
we're giving
content.
A fucking product.
Yes.
You guys, you know, we're not like,
pay if you want.
Hey,
don't
me
you
and
don't.
Matt are about to drive to Canada. Will you guys send us money, please?
No.
And imagine if we weren't funny.
Yeah.
Imagine if we had 12 listeners and every episode sucked.
Imagine if we had no podcast and we just reached out to strangers.
Yeah,
I was
zero
getting emails, dude.
Yeah.
Of people being like, it would be great. It's a big deal for us. It's a great opportunity. And it's like, you guys all have jobs. Save your fucking money. And drive
to
Canada.
I would drive to Canada.
Get a hotel.
No money. I have no money.
You guys don't need $3,000.
I would have been there.
Yeah, you got to drive up there.
1,000,000%.
Fork.
I would have fucking got there, and I wouldn't have been making human pyramids
with my
buddies.
They got mad at me. Yeah. They got mad because I was like, "What kind of self-respecting adult man asked strangers for money to go fuck around in Canada with their friends doing improv?
Doing fucking
improv, dude.
Can you imagine emailing your fucking aunt and uncle and being like, hey, Aunt Sue, me and my gang are about to head up to Canada. We got invited to a very prestigious festival called, it's probably called like fucking, I don't know, what's a gay improv name? I have no idea.
The Fool Around, the Pal Around or some
fucking
shit. Human Pyramid.
Little fucking dork talent show. Little 35-year-old talent show is what it should have been called.
I'm 35, but I'm silly.
Hey, we got any suggestions in the grab? Make a human pyramid.
Dude.
Oh, that's wacky.
That's just like, when I think of that.
Yeah, it's a sad group.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's like
improv, like at least with stand-up, you can eventually get paid. Like right now, I get paid.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine doing improv?
Improv,
you can't get paid other than the classes,
and you do like corporate type stuff where you go to like IBM and you're like, let's talk about ourselves.
Let's
What's
do
the
team
funnest
billing.
Thing? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? They
fall
do that?
Back. Yeah, they get. They do. That's another little revenue stream.
I didn't know that.
It's fucking soul crushing.
Can you imagine fucking Fjord coming into your work?
Oh God.
Be like, hey, like, can you imagine sitting at your desk and being like, improv seems funny, like Will Ferrell and Jim Belushi, like, this would be fucking sick, man. I'm excited about this. You work a soul-crushing week, and you're just like, all right, cool, man, at least I got these comics coming in, this will be funny. Then you sit there, and those fucking retards trot out. Like, hey, you guys want to see us roll on top of each other? We're 40. It's like, what the fuck is this?
It's like, we actually work in the place right below you guys. Yeah. We're up here right now.
It's like, hey, we never had friends in high school, but now we're rolling on top of each other and doing wacky things.
Oh, man.
Well, that's not directed just at them. I've never even seen them perform.
It's at improv in general.
I can tell.
I've seen a lot of improv,
this is just
dude.
Improv.
It sucks. But no, the thing is directed about asking, I'll stand by that forever.
Yeah, fuck that.
As an adult man, to ask a bunch of strangers to send you to fucking Canada to fuck around with your buddies, dude. Their improv
team had a GoFundMe to get the team to Canada.
Ugh.
What the fuck?
Dude, that was disgusting.
What the fuck? That's like, there's no, the payer, the consumer gets nothing out of that. They're just buying something. They're just giving you money to go away.
Yeah.
And to do something, probably never film it, and come back. It's like, what did I get out of it? It's like, oh, I hope you had fun.
They're funding you.
Let me know if it was fun.
To go play. You're literally up there playing, and you're like, I need $2,000. It's just $2,000. And it's right. Hey, like,
send us $2,000. We'll give you a shout out on our next show.
I had another GoFundMe for like some girl who's trying to make a documentary about like Civil War reenactors.
That'd like, probably be fucking funny.
But it was fucking, I don't think it was supposed to be funny. It was like a serious documentary about Civil War.
I've seen those boys. I used to go to the Gettysburg. I used to love going to Gettysburg, and I would see the reenactors.
That's
tight. And they are improv. They're sadder than improv.
Yeah, it's a bunch of cast.
No, it's not sadder than improv.
You don't think?
It's a bunch of just like weird conservative history buffs. Weird dudes. It's like LARPers almost, a lot of them.
I can respect that.
And then a lot of them are just like guys that really love the Civil War.
Yeah.
That
must be tight to get like fucking pussy in your costume.
Fuck yeah. That's gotta be like in the cabin. Sick.
That happens constantly.
They would set up tents and shit and they'd stand. Dude.